almost 40 years ago, WBGO started broadcasting All That Jazz and the Blues, week one broadcasting back then, and nonetheless broadcasting nowadays, is the Bluesmeister, Bob Porter. Welcome to the Blues Break.
Good to see you, Dr. Bourne, and I guess this is the second time we've done this?
Something to that effect, which is what this is listening back to the year 2018. Pretty good year, you think, or what?
Yes. Good year for records. It's starting to get tough for some of the performers. They, unfortunately, are falling by the wayside.
What do you got? Let's just start with one, and we'll keep on talking. But what's your first pick for your best of the year?
I think Numero Uno is Americans by Shamika Copeland.
Okay.
Now, Shamika Copeland has been a part of this station since she was a teenager. We have known her, we have followed her, and I went to her first wedding, but she became a mama about 2 years ago, and little Johnny Lee Copeland, if you ever see this kid dance, you'll never forget it. He's just amazing. But when Shamika gets a hold of some, I don't want to think of it as novelty or unusual material. She could put stuff across better than anybody. She is so versatile a performer, and the tune Americans it's one of these list records, you know. It's just things after things after things, but it really works out beautifully for me. Americans by Shamika Copeland.
Shamika Copeland on WBGO. What's the title of that album?
The album is called America's Child.
Indeed. Bob Porter, Michael Bourne with you, listening back to 2018. So many great artists came on the show, played on the show this last year. And one of my favorites, Curtis Salgado, came in. New album with Alan Hager on the guitar called Rough Cut. And I just love every song on this track. It's got everything. It's all across. It's got covers. It's got classics. It's got a great Muddy Waters, a great Sonny Boy Williamson, a great... There's the funniest... One of the funniest songs of the year is I Want My Dog to Live Longer. And I like that also. But my pick is a romping, stomping song called Hell in a Handbasket.
Took responsibility, I made amends with discretion. They still call me a bad boy who will never learn his lesson. So when I'm dead and gone, don't bury me in a casket. I'm going to hell in a handbasket. That's right.
That was my choice, too. When I played that record, I tended to play that, too.
Just wonderful. That's from Rough Cut, Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager. Curtis is a great interview, besides, after all the stuff he's gone through, he survived to sing the blues, and then some. What do you got next as a favorite?
Well, the discovery of the year, actually, this actually came out, I believe, at the end of 2017. But it wasn't included in our best of last year, so I have included it in this year, simply because I'm in love with this band. It's a band called Southern Avenue, and if you've never seen them before, you'd think that they were named after a street in Memphis, Tennessee. But once you see them perform, you'd think the street was named after them. Interesting mix of characters here. The band leader is Israeli, and the guitar solo two black sisters. One is a drummer who was the new thing in terms of a great groove maker. And young Tarini Jackson, who was only about 4'10", has all the energy of Tina Turner, and she can sing like nobody's business. So it's a truly interesting band, and they have stayed together all this time. They have a second album coming early in 2019. But we're going to choose a tune which is not the typical thing that they do. But it's a ballad, and you can really hear the ability of Tarini Jackson here. It's called Love Me Right.
You think I'm crazy, I'm such, but loving you, it gets rough. And just when I've had enough, you pull me back to your love. No, I don't want no regrets, don't want to hear apologies. We better make it this time. Won't you love me, love me, love me, love me right? We ain't gotta walk away, we could give it one more try.
The Blues 2018, we're listening to Bob Porter, Michael Bourne, with you, and that's a Southern Avenue, one of your picks. And one of the things I enjoyed especially is what I call an int perf, and I have somebody come in for an interview and then they perform. Marcia Ball brought in the whole band this year. That was phenomenal. But something I've always wanted to do for years is have Dave Keys come on and sit at the piano and really give a impromptu lecture demonstration on the difference between playing piano for gospel and playing piano for blues. Sure. How you chord differently, how do you solo differently. And you'll hear that tomorrow on the show. But in the meantime, Dave's album is terrific also. It's called The Healing. And for the flip side of both of that, here's a Sister Rosetta Tharpe song that he's recorded called Strange Things Happening. Here's Dave Keys. Dave Keys from The Healing. Dave worked with Marie Knight.
Yeah.
Longtime partner with Sister Rosetta.
When I first met him, he was playing piano for Bo Diddley.
Wow. I never knew that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'll have that to ask next time he comes on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about him, of course, he's been involved with Papa Chubby for probably 20 years, too. The two of those have been back and forth and around the world a few times.
Bob Porter with me in the blues break. We're listening back to 2018. You got something else?
Absolutely. This lady, I have become friendly with her. She is was the first wife of WBGO's John Newcott, who was so important to all of us during our fundraising efforts here. But Teresa James and her group called the Rhythm Tramps have been making their own CDs, which is what you must do for the most part nowadays. She lives in California, although I think she's originally from Texas, with her husband, who is the bass player and principal songwriter for the band. His name is Terry Wilson, and he's very good too. But they have a song here that I think if you had been able to play this, it would have been a regular feature on your band. This is one of the ones that never got to WBGO. It's called Find Me a Bar.
Too much of this, way too much of that. I don't need some politician talking out of his hat. Gonna find me a bar. Cupid smoking out the back door.
Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps.
That's a pick of Bob Porter for one of the best of the blues, 2018. It's almost the 40th anniversary of WBGO. You were around since week one. Did you ever think back when that it would go on this long?
I'm sure I didn't think about anything because I didn't really know what I was doing when I came on the air. I was a volunteer. The first song I played, though, I do remember.
What?
Count Basie, Joe Williams, Every Day I Have the Blues.
There you go. There you go. And so do we. The Blues Break on Monday through Friday from 2 to 4, plus Portraits in Blue. How many years?
Portraits in Blue started in 1981, so that's been around for a while. And we've been doing that for a long time. In fact, I'm going to have my own best of the year and the final Portraits in Blue of the season, which I think airs on the, what?
The Friday evening.
The Friday evening before the new year. And it'll include much of the things we are talking about here.
But and keep on talking about. Going to play some more tomorrow, actually, in the blues.
Every year when I do my best of, I usually get maybe 10 tunes or 11 tunes in, but it's always, I tell people, I says, look, in most years, there are many more really good records than we have time to play for you on these year-end shows.
Indeed. So here's one more from me. Here's one of my favorite groups. It's Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio. Elvin Bishop was playing guitar in the first blues album I ever bought, the Butterfield Blues Band, and I actually emceed for one of his concerts, but he's never been on the show with me, so I've never gotten to interview him. I'd love to have him on sometime.
Well, Elvin lives in the Bay Area, and to be honest with you, he would rather just tend to his garden than anything else. He comes up with these little jars of preserves that he hands out to people on the cruise ship. I see him all the time. I'll have to try and figure out. The problem is he doesn't get this way all that frequently.
That's what I've observed. But he's gotten this way certainly in the Blues Break on WBGO.
He absolutely has.
And Something Smells Funky Around Here is actually his reaction to what's happening in Washington these days. But there's another song. My favorite blues song of the year is not actually a song. It's really a monologue. It's amusing from Elvin Bishop, and indeed is amusing when he's singing about or talking about looking good.
They tell me there's 3 stages to life. You got your youth, and then there's middle age, and then the last part, looking good.
Elvin Bishop is looking good in the Blues Break.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, I'm bringing another CD, unfortunately, that doesn't get to WBGO. And in many respects, this is not good. There are probably 6 or 7 publicists who handle virtually all the mailing lists for their clients, most of whom make their own CDs. Some of them know about WBGO and routinely get stuff sent here, but some of them don't. And it's sad that, you know, we've been out here, 40 years, and people still don't know about us? I think it's because we're promoted as the jazz station rather than the jazz and blues station, which I think would be a little more accurate.
So somebody just this week was saying to me that they're not making CDs anymore. I said, you have not seen my mail, because even though we don't get all of these blues records,
right. We
get hundreds every year.
Absolutely, hundreds and hundreds.
So we're picking some of our faves. What's your next?
Mine is Frank Bay. Bay is spelled B-E-Y. He is somebody who has come back after being off the scene for a long time. I don't think it was anything that was restrictive, but I mean, for, you know, making a living in this business has never been easy. And what Frank did is he hooked up with a Bay Area big band run by Anthony Paul. His wife is the publicist for the band. I know her, know them both. And they made three very, very good CDs, which we did get here at WBGO. But for some reason or other, he switched labels, new affiliation, now being produced by Tom Hambridge down in Nashville. Nashville, by the way, has an extremely interesting and very good blues scene going. It's not just country music down there. And his album is entitled Back in Business, which I guess refers to the fact that he is now doing these things more or less on his own. It's on a label called NOLA Blue Records. And the tune is titled Give It to Get It. Frank Bay, Back in Business.
Tennessee, baptized in the muddy by a Buddhist refugee. She was saved from the devil, and her soul was fancy free. Yeah, the road was her schoolhouse. She had a Greyhound PhD.
We're listening back to the Blues 2018. Frank Bay just then, a pick of Bob Porter, he's with me in the blues break. And with me this year, she's come on first to do interviews. Then she came on and we started doing the shows always at the piano. And then she'd bring in a couple of cats with her each time, different cats from the band. And this last year, Marcia Ball came in with the whole band. And it was just a treat. She's one of my faves all time. MC'd for her and fascinated watching where her legs go, because she's very, very tall. And
long, and tall, Marcia Ball.
Indeed, and she stomps and romps like nobody else. And one of these songs, it's hard to pick one of the songs from Shine Bright.
Oh, I don't know. I think track three is my favorite.
I like track three. They don't make them like that. Yeah. But I'm going to pick track 12, which is Take a Little Louisiana. She grew up. She was born on the Texas side. Yep. She hung out and partied on the Louisiana side, hence this song.
I think the alcohol consumption age was slightly different in Louisiana.
Marcia Ball on WBGO.
Well, it's a pretty good way from here to there, and lines are loose everywhere. Put your foot in a pile of blues, and if I may, I will tell you what to do. Take a little Louisiana. Take a little Louisiana. You take a little Louisiana with you everywhere you go.
Take a little Louisiana. That's from Shine Bright. Marcia Ball, one of my favorite albums of this year, blues albums. And Bob Porter and I have actually been in New Orleans together.
Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while, but I'll never forget breakfast at Brennan's.
Yes.
But the one place we haven't gone, and I still want to go sometime, is to Memphis. Because you know where to get the real barbecue.
Oh, sure. But, I mean, Michael, you need to come down there for the Blues Music Awards. It's the event has become just a wonderful performance, you know, but each band, each performer get two tunes. It's not like you're going to have to sit there through 40 minutes of somebody that you don't really enjoy. Well, we got to get you down there, really. I think that it's an opportunity. It's the greatest schmooze-a-thon you can imagine, because everybody turns out.
Well, he's turned out with me today, and it's been great listening back to the blues in 2018 with the Bluesmeister. He's on Portraits in Blue every Friday evening at 8, and you're on the Saturday morning function. And
well, Portraits in Blue also repeated Saturday mornings at 7, and trust me, I don't do it live at that hour.
Oh, but you do it live, the Saturday morning function?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We're both awake at the moment, and someone who delighted both of us this year.
This was a record that had been waiting to happen by somebody, and I'm just truly happy that it was done by Maria Muldaur. It's the songs of Blue Lou Barker. Blue Lou was the wife of Danny Barker, longtime guitarist in the Cab Calloway Band and New Orleans band leader, raconteur, and all around good guy. Have you read any of his books? He's written 3 books on New Orleans music.
He's the griot, career. Somebody said. He's really the griot of New Orleans.
Absolutely, absolutely. And his wife was a bawdy blues singer. She was, and Danny would write many of the tunes for her. So to see a collection of Blue Lou Barker's material done by somebody as good as Maria Muldaur is a real treat. The hell of it is they don't tell us who's in the band here.
Right.
It's truly annoying when you get a CD that, and they're so cheap they can't even put the band on personnel on the records.
And it's so thin sliding it into this little cardboard that it disappears off the shelf. Yeah. Anyway, but you and I both love a song called Georgia Grind, but I think that would catch the radio on fire if we played that one. But we both love it. She's recorded this song before. It's the greatest of the greatest hits of Blue Lou. Don't You Feel My Lay.
Yes.
Don't you feel my lay? Don't you feel my lay? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you might want to feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you're gonna go too high. So don't you feel my leg?
Maria Muldaur, that's the title song from an album, The Naughty Bawdy Blues of Blue Lou Barker. Don't You Feel My Leg? That's one of the best albums, blues albums of 2018. And always with the best of the blues on WBGO for almost the whole 40 years. We're getting close. I'm a punk. I'm just 34 years.
Well, you've been around long enough to understand the idiom.
The idiom is, or not be too much of an idiot. You're the first person who welcomed me to WBGO, so I always thank you for that.
Well, my pleasure. I think that I found somebody worth welcoming. Let's put it that way. Did you have a favorite song this year?
Oh, it was Looking Good. No, it was Looking Good because I turned 72, and I thought, that song is about me. I'm trying to look as good as I can.
Well, I asked John Cleary, the great New Orleans pianist, has been around for a long, long time. Probably been the best player in New Orleans, best pianist in New Orleans for many years. But when Treme was on, they had one slot where he just played solo. I believe it was over closing credits one time on a tune called Frenchman Street Blues. Frenchman Street has become the new Bourbon Street, if you will. It's where everybody goes for entertainment. It's about a 3-block area, and it's, a lot of good stuff to be heard on that street. Unfortunately, it's getting very crowded now, and it's not all that much fun any longer. But Cleary did a new version. I used to ask him, I said, you ever going to do Frenchman Street? Because it was on the soundtrack for Treme, but he had never done it under his own name, and he finally did it on the latest album.
Called Dynamite.
The album is entitled Dynamite, but Frenchman Street Blues is just a lovely song about New Orleans.
On WBGO.
Hitch me on a ride on a river breeze to Elysian fields so green. I'll join the spirits, then look down and smile on the back streets of old New Orleans.